They're confident. They had a good promotion, and they've got good players, you know. So yeah, and they've got a really good record at home. So we know how difficult it is, but each and every game's been difficult. You know, there's all its own problems. What we've tried to do is compete as hard as possible, and we try to put our football on the pitch and try and, you know, impose ourselves as, you know, on the oppositions and how we want to do it. So it'd be no different in these two games. We know how difficult it's going to be. But we've got a good travelling support going to the game, and they'll be right behind us. These players, again, will give 100%, and I think we're just looking forward to it. You know, we've tried to, you know, have the week's trainings and all those things, everything geared and focused on what's coming ahead of us, like I said, moving forward and looking forward to it, you know, try and embrace it. And if there's setbacks along the way, try and respond. We've done that already, so we've proved that we can do that. It's a chance to go and prove that again.
They've got a sort of player who seems to have been a dying breed in recent years, in Bradley Dack, a midfielder who knows when to time a run into the box and scores a lot of goals. That sort of player that we saw with John Walk in the 80s. There aren't many of them around these days.
No, look, he's him and Danny Graham are a real potent partnership, like Juki and Shea. You know, they're very close. If you're into stats and all those sort of things, you know, they're very close pairings, the two of them. But, you know, here it's all about the team and how we perform and how we do our roles within the team that allows all of that. So as I said, you know, we've got a very committed group, very hard working group. We've had another hard week on the training ground to get ready for this game and go into what's going to be a really hectic period. So we're looking forward to it. That's all I can say, really. You know, nothing's changed in our approach, but we want to show a response from last week, and then we've proved we can do it before. We need to go and prove it again.
Shea last week was unlucky. He went down to the box on several occasions. Certainly one of them definitely looked like a penalty. Does he have to decide differently? Does he have to stay on his feet a little bit more? It's a difficult judgment to make for a player, whether they're going to get a reputation or whether actually he had no choice other than to go down in those occasions.
I don't think there's any discussion about our team. We've got a very honest team. You know, I don't think we can label our team on anything apart from that. You know, we're competitive. We've got a really honest group of players here, fully committed. They don't have to change a single thing. As I said, you know, that's done. That's done and dusted now. We're not even thinking about that. Everything that's out of our control, decisions and these type of things, that's out of our control. You know, that's not for us to worry about. You know, it's for other people to have a think about that. But what we have is a very committed and honest group here, so there's no problems whatsoever with any type of thing like that. What they have to do is continue doing what they're doing, fight for themselves to improve themselves, you know, on a daily basis, and go there as a team, as we've been trying to do in every single game. So that's all that we're focused on.
Finally from me, on the injury front, obviously Hott has been close for a while. How close is he? And Michael Morrison going off last week, what news on him?
Yeah, so Jots has been back in training all week, so that's good. A real positive week with him. And yeah, we've got another training tomorrow, but yeah, I'm very confident that he'll be available for the weekend. So that's good. I know last weekend he did the trainings, but just on that Friday's training, obviously having a good chat with him, looking at him throughout the week, sitting down with him, just felt it was maybe just a little bit too soon. But he's had a really positive week training this week. Haven't seen any reaction to it. So with that bearing in mind, barring anything that may happen in tomorrow's training, which shouldn't really happen, but he'd be available for the weekend. And in terms of Michael, yeah, unfortunate for him, you know, just a hamstring injury. It's not as serious as we first thought. With hamstring injuries, you never quite know. The normal timeline's, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes even longer with hamstrings. But with Michael, we think it's going to be a little bit quicker. It can be anywhere from 10 days to maybe 3 weeks. So we'll see. Again, that'll be dictated by how he reacts each day. But anywhere between 10 days and 3 weeks should be about the right for Michael and the injury that he has.
In a bizarre sort of way, is there sort of less for you to do after a defeat than a win? Because looking at the players when they were coming past, they were angry last week with the way it went and the desire to put it right themselves. Mm. So is there almost less for you to do when they lose because of the honesty of the bunch?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a really good honesty. Like I said, they're very focused on competing in every game, and I think we've done that. You know, last week was a disappointment because of the home record. We said before, you know, if you want to lose, if you are going, you know, all those records will always be beaten. There's always going to come a point where you can unfortunately lose that record. But I think the feeling was, if we were going to lose, we wanted a team to come and outclass us and outplay us. And even though that's not nice, you know, you can live with it because of that. You can accept it a little bit more. But I think because of the way the game went, certain things that happened in the game, With it not being the best of games anyway, but very competitive from both sides. I think, you know, the lads felt a bit aggrieved that, you know, to be on that end of that result. But that's football. You know, as I said afterwards, that's football. That happens. It's done. We have to keep moving forward, focused on going forward. And I think, as I said, this is why the group have deserved the backing that they're getting from the fans. And they deserve the support of my staff and myself to keep pushing them forward and focused on what's coming ahead. So they're the type of group that, you know, all their effort will be focused on getting a response to this weekend and going into these games, and like we have done in every game, to get the right result. There won't be a lack of effort and commitment for that, for sure. What we need in this period, I said it before, the game against Bristol, certain games are going to be decided on fine margins. We want to try and get the right side of those margins, and that's what we're set out to do.
As a manager, is that your minimum? Is that your platform? You can be outplayed, you can be outthought, but never outfought?
Exactly, and I think we've shown that, you know, but we've tried to do it in an organised way, in a smarter way. It's not just about effort and running and, you know, headless chickens and stuff like that. We've tried to do it in a smart way with organisation and clarity, and also I think offensively we've tried to be a dangerous team, you know, which I think we've shown more often than not. It's still a lot of work to be done, you know, but I look at it like this, you know. You know, there's no. I don't judge, and I think it's impossible to judge these players on a single game. For sure. I think if you start to judge them on a single game, then it's a big mistake from whoever's doing that. I think it's, you have to look at the overall picture of, you know, where they've started from, which is the end of last season, to where they are now. In that short space of time, I think they've come on a huge amount, you know, and that deserves a huge credit for them. And now we're entering into the second half. We want to show even more improvement if we can, even though it's a really tough period to do that. But I think there's a lot of people deserve a lot of credit, there's players especially, and I think they've been fantastic up to this point. I think we want to show coming into the second half of the season in a few games time that we can carry on doing what we've been doing. So that's what I look at. I don't look at a single game, even though we'll go through it and we're analysing. Players need to understand, you know, things that might need to improve from game to game, but I think the overall picture is they've been fantastic.
Finally, and I'm sure you won't like me reminding of it, but you know, when you had everybody fit, there wasn't much strength in depth. You've got 4-5 injuries now. You know, are you at the bare bones level?
Yeah, but look, it is what it is. You know, we're all fully aware from the start of the season what might happen, what can happen in a season. This is all part of it. I said before, you know, there's no moaning from myself, there's no moaning from the players.